USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says Russia is working to disrupt the U.S. presidential election.
Primarily through what we would call malign foreign influence, as opposed to what we saw in 2016, where there was also an effort to target election infrastructure.
Wray telling a House hearing that Moscow's intent is to sow divisiveness in the U.S. election. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democratic leadership is dividing Americans and eroding confidence in our election process.
Too many Democrats have been undermining America's confidence in our democracy to a degree that those adversaries could only dream of. Baseless accusations that the last election was stolen.
McConnell also pointing out that the integrity of our democracy is crucial. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
In Washington on Thursday, congressional Republicans are condemning the riots on the House floor and asking questions as far as who is funding the violent protests, riots, and looting that we're seeing in cities across the country.
We've all seen the out-of-control left hijacking our cities across the nation, and we know where the bottom line ends. Is organizations like Antifa, where they are targeting police officers, burning down buildings, destroying private property, attacking innocent civilians.
Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss. On the campaign trail, Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is in Philadelphia attending a sister-to-sister mobilizing action unit. She's also speaking with Latino leaders and elected officials. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has sided with Democrats, extending the mail-in ballot deadline to 3 days after the election. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Busy day for President Trump as he heads to the battleground state of Wisconsin. Before leaving Washington, D.C., President Trump, though, delivered remarks at the White House History Conference at the National Archives.
To grow up in America is to live in a land where anything is possible, where anyone can rise, and where any dream can come true, all because of the immortal principles of our nation's founders, inscribed nearly 2.5 centuries ago. That's why we've come to the National Archives, the sacred home of our national memory. In this great chamber, we preserve our glorious inheritance, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. On this very day in 1787, our founding fathers signed the Constitution at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. It was the fulfillment of 1,000 years of Western civilization.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is expanding some business openings, citing lower cases of coronavirus. The governor saying the reopening strategy is a two-pronged approach.
Safely take strategic steps that help Texans return to jobs while also protecting them from COVID.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.